Matters. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects, to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 22nd, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the website, support Republic Broadcasting, to keep shows like this on the air, the great job that the staff and owner, John Stapmiller, does. Also, my website, alternativemedia.com, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org, sorry about that. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Drudge Report is reporting missing jet was carrying highly flammable lithium batteries. CEO of the Malaysian Airlines finally admits to dangerous cargo 4 days after denying it. That story is actually coming in from the Daily Mail UK. I don't know if it has any significance or not. You would think if the plane caught fire and went down, then that the transponder wouldn't have been cut off. So who knows? Who knows what's going on with that? I've got a story. I had it last week. I'm going to get to it this hour for sure. What Iran had to say was most likely occurring here with this plane. Also, I wanted to make mention, I got several emails last week, people enjoying the phone calls. Next hour, be taking your phone calls. It's an opportunity for you to get your opinion heard. You can agree with me, you can disagree, you can share your news and your views. Remember, you can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts when we take phone calls all next hour. Also, I got to actually speak to a friend of mine, supports the broadcast, helped me with some of the funding to send out the DVDs, something I want to do again. I think it's important. And, if anyone is listening, got the DVDs last, last month, whenever we gave them away, it was the most that we'd ever sent out. Feel free next hour to call me if you've watched the DVDs. I'd like to get people's reaction to the Tesla DVD, the Loss of Liberty, and, of course, the great work of Dr. Gene Schroeder, Constitution, Fact or Fiction. I urge you, a good friend of mine, I'd seen that eBay had a copy. This book was only printed once, Constitution, Fact or Fiction, and he was able to buy it. I urge anyone, if you're out there and you're interested in it, keep an eye out for that book. You'll be lucky to get one. Let's get started. This is a very interesting article. Usually I don't read something quite this lengthy, but it came in from TheEconomist.com this past week, and let's listen to this just a little bit. From the way the police entered the house, helmeted and masked, guns drawn and shields in front, knocking down the front door with a battering ram and rushing inside, you might think they were raiding a den of armed criminals. In fact, they were looking for $1,000 worth of clothes and electronics allegedly bought with a stolen credit card. They found none of these things, but arrested two people in the house on some unrelated charges. They narrowly avoided tragedy on hearing intruders break in. The homeowner's son, a disabled ex-serviceman, reached for his legal gun. Luckily, he heard the police announce themselves and holstered it. Otherwise, they probably would have shot me, He says his mother, Sally Prince, says she is now very traumatized. Gary Malek, chief of the Ankeny, Iowa police force, which raided Miss Prince's home in January, said the suspects arrested were not very good people. One had a criminal history that included 3 assault charges, albeit they were more than a decade old. On his arrest was found to have a knife and a meth pipe. It is easy to see why the police like to be better armed than the people they have to arrest. They risk their lives every day. They are understandably keen to get home in one piece. A big display of force can make a suspect think twice about pulling a gun. An awful lot of SWAT tactics are focused on forcing the suspect to surrender, says Bill Bratton of the New York's police chief. But civilian libertarians, such as Radley Balco, the author of Rise of the Warrior Cop, fret that the American police are becoming too much like soldiers. Special weapons and tactics and SWAT teams, paramilitary police units, were first formed to deal with the violent civil unrest and life-threatening situations, shootouts, rescuing hostages, serving high-risk warrants, and entering barricaded buildings, for instance. Their mission has gotten much larger. Peter Kraska, a professor of Eastern Kentucky University School of Justice Studies, estimates that SWAT teams were deployed about 3,000 times in the year 1980, but are now used more than 50,000 times per year. Some cities use them for routine patrols in high-crime areas. Baltimore and Dallas have used them to break up poker games. In 2010, New Haven, Connecticut sent a SWAT team to a bar suspected of serving underage drinkers. That same year, heavily armed police raided barbershops around Orlando, Florida. They said they were hunting for guns and drugs, but ended up arresting 34 people. Yeah, you got it. For barbering without a license. Maricopa County, Arizona, sent a SWAT team into a living room of Jesus Lovera, who was suspected of organizing cockfights. Police rolled a tank into his yard and killed more than 100 chickens, as well as his dog. According to Mr. Kraska, most SWAT deployments are not in response to violent, life-threatening crimes, but to serve drug-related warrants, now to private homes. He estimates that 89% of police departments serving America cities with more than 50,000 people had SWAT teams in the late 1990s, almost double that level in the mid-80s. By 2007, more than 80% of police departments in cities with between 25,000 and 50 people had them, up from 20% in the mid-80s. There are around 18,000 state and local police agencies in America, compared to fewer than 100 in Britain. The number of SWAT deployments soared even as violent crime fell, and although in recent years crime rates have risen in small American cities, Mr. Kraska writes that the rise in small-town SWAT teams was driven not by need, but by fear of being left behind. Fred Leland, a police lieutenant in the small town of Walpole, Massachusetts, says that police departments in towns like his often invest in military-style armaments because they want to keep up with large police departments. The courts have smiled on SWAT raids. They often rely on no-knock warrants, which authorize police to force their way into a home without announcing themselves. This was once considered constitutionally dubious, but the Supreme Court has ruled that police may enter a house without knocking if they have a reasonable suspicion that announcing their presence would be dangerous or allow the suspect to possibly destroy evidence. Often these no-knock raids take place at night, accomplished by flashbang grenades designed temporarily to blind, deafen, and confuse their targets. They can go horribly wrong. Mr. Balco has found more than 50 examples of innocent people who have died as results of botched SWAT raids. Officers can get jumpy and shoot unnecessarily or accidentally. In 2011, Yuri Stamps, the stepfather of a suspected drug dealer, but himself suspected of no crimes, was killed while lying face down on the floor when a SWAT team officer reportedly tripped, causing his gun to discharge. Householders, on hearing the door being smashed down, sometimes reach for their own guns. In 2006, Catherine Johnson, a 92-year-old woman in Atlanta, mistook the police for robbers and fired a shot from her old pistol. Police then shot her 5 times, killing her. After the shooting, they planted marijuana in her home. It later emerged that they had falsified the information used to obtain their no-knock warrant. Welcome to Police State America. Federal cash, first to wage war on drugs, then on terror, has paid for much of the heavy weaponry used by SWAT teams. Between 2002 and 2011, the Department of Homeland Security disbursed $35 billion in grants to state and local police. Also, the Pentagon offers surplus military armaments to police department. Wow. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me, back in moments.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the alternative. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I'm reading from an excellent article by TheEconomist.com about the militarization of America's police departments. And some of this information, I mean, this ought to be about a jaw dropper. Again, between 2002 and 2011, the Department of Homeland Security disbursed $35 billion in grants to state and local police. Also, the Pentagon offers military surplus to police departments. According to Mr. Balco, by 2005, it had already provided such gear to more than 17,000 law enforcement agencies. These programs provide useful defense equipment, such as body armor or helmets. But it's hard to see why Fargo, North Dakota, a city that averages fewer than 2 murders a year, needs an armored personnel carrier with a rotating turret. Keene, a small town in New Hampshire, which had 3 homicides between 1999 and 2012, spent nearly $286,000 on an armored personnel carrier known as the Bearcat. The local police chief said it would be used to patrol Keene's Pumpkin Festival and other dangerous situations. A Reason poll found that 58% of Americans think the use of drones, military weapons, and armored vehicles by the police has gone too far. Well, we used to have a little something called posse comitatus. Because of a legal quirk, SWAT raids can be profitable. Rules on civilian asset forfeiture allow the police to seize anything which they can plausibly claim was the proceeds of a crime. Crucially, the property owner need not be convicted of that crime. If the police find drugs in his house, they can take his cash and possibly his house. He must sue to get them back. Wow. And we've seen these stories in the news from time to time. Many police departments now depend on forfeiture for a fat chunk of their budgets. In 1986, it was the year of operation, the Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund held $93.7 million. By 2012, that and the related Seized Asset Deposit Fund held nearly $6 billion. Wow. Mr. Balco contends that these forfeiture laws are unfair on a very basic level. They disproportionately affect low-income people and provide a perverse incentive for police to focus on drug-related crimes, which come with a potential kickback for the police department. Rather than rape and murder investigations, which do not, they also provide an incentive to arrest suspected drug dealers inside their houses so then they can be seized, and to bust stash houses after most of the drugs have been sold, when the police can seize the ultimate amount of cash. Kara Dansky of the American Civil Liberties Union, who is overseeing a study into police militarization, notices a more martial tone in recent years in the materials used to recruit and train new police officers. A recruiting video in Newport Beach, California, for instance, shows officers loading assault rifles, firing weapons, chasing suspects, putting people in headlocks, and releasing snarling dogs. This is no doubt sexier than showing them poring over paperwork or attending a neighborhood watch meeting, but does it attract the right sort of recruit, she asked, or foster the right attitude among serving officers? Mr. Balco cites T-shirts that some off-duty cops wear as evidence of a culture that celebrates violence. We get up early to beat the crowds, you huff, you puff, and we blow your door down. Others retort that Mr. Balco and his allies rely too much on cherry-picked examples of raids that have gone wrong. And, you know, I want to give law enforcement a fair shake. I mean, I know their job is not easy and their life is in danger. But at the same time, what I fear is the militarization by the police departments is not incidental. It is because the powers that be know that they are driving our economy completely into the rocks. Their open border policy is not accidental, and that at some point we may well see martial law in America. I mean, when you have multiculturalism in a country like we've got here with this open border policy, because the federal government will not enforce its own laws, which there should be repercussions for that, but obviously there's not. And then the continuation of the by-design economic collapse, you can see all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. And then with regards of what we discussed last hour, of the world poised to step off the dollar and move as far away from America as they possibly can. You know, mainstream media keeps trying to tell the people that crime is down. I don't know how many times I've seen it on TV where they're saying, you know, crime is down. Maybe in some parts of the country it is, but I'm here to tell you on this radio station, I report the local news Monday through Friday. Local news in this rural area in which I live. And I am flabbergasted at what goes on in these communities in this area. And it was not like this growing up. Absolutely was not like this. I watched the news. My dad watched the news. It was not a constant rape, home invasion, shootings, murder, robbery, muggings, assault, and molestation. It was not. So when you've got a country that the economy is in tatters, you've got a host of illegal aliens, and you've got joblessness, then obviously the crime rates are going to go up. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. And I think we're at just probably the beginnings of watching crime skyrocket, because things are only going to get worse because they won't let it do anything else. They will not do anything except continue to pass legislation that is anti-business and tax more, tax and spend. It don't matter how much they tax the American people, as long as they continue spending it like they're doing, we are going to continue digging this hole to oblivion. It is criminal to see what they are doing to our country. I said it last hour. I'll say it again. I'm amazed at how well the American people have took their economy just being gutted before their eyes. And like I was saying at the top of the hour, I talk to young people as often as I can, and I'm amazed at how, you know, I talked to a gentleman, I think it was last Saturday. I'm not sure. It might have been Monday. But anyway, young guy, 22 years old. He's been able to find a 15-hour-a-week job. That's all he's been able to find. He works 3 hours a day. 22 years old. Told me all the places he's looked for a job. He's going to college part-time. Not sure what field to go into because there's so limited expectation now in this country. And he said that his plan B was to join the military. You see, they've actually got our children to the point of hopelessness that the military is about the only thing left. How sad that is. All of this is being done completely by design. It's not that our politicians are this stupid. This is by design. They're taking us exactly where they want us to go, and we are asleep at the wheel as a nation, allowing our country to be destroyed this way. Now, with that said, an excellent article posted this week in the WashingtonPost.com. National Security Agency can record 100% of a country's phone calls. It's all being put out in the open now. We're coming up on a break. We'll get started with this on the other side. Stay with me. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Verum.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. Wow, I know you're out there. Still believe the lie. Now, I was telling you an interesting article, Washington Post, this past week. The National Security Agency has built a surveillance system capable of recording 100% of a foreign country's telephone calls, enabling the agency to rewind and review conversations as long as a month after they take place, according to people with direct knowledge of the effort and documents supplied by former contractor Edward Snowden. A senior manager for the program compares it to a time machine, one that can replay the voices from any call without requiring that a person be identified in advance for surveillance. The voice interception program, called Mystic, began in 2009. Its retro tool, short for retrospective retrieval, and related projects reached full capacity against the first target nation in 2011. Planning documents 2 years later anticipated similar operations elsewhere. In its initial deployment, collection systems are recording every single conversation nationwide, storing billions of them in a 30-day rolling buffer that clears the oldest calls as the new ones arrive, according to a classified summary. Now, you know, if they have that capability, and obviously they do, then they can keep that forever. What I'm saying is they could keep, and probably are keeping, all the conversations that I ever have, and then they can go back. It could be the year 2016. They could go back and play phone conversations from 2013 to try to use that as evidence some way. I mean, we here in America have completely no rights to privacy. Now, you can say, well, Farron, don't use the cell phone. Don't use this. Don't use that. And there's a lot of truth to that. But the sad facts of the matter are, even with that, even if you tried to get away from that, you could easily still be monitored. But the fact of the matter is, the sad fact of the matter is, that this has been exposed to the entire world, and they know that the federal government of the United States of America is a sneaky, little sniveling backstabber that's recording everyone without them knowing it, an eavesdropper. And that now that all this has come to light, and it may have been all by design that Edward Snowden exposed this, because there's no backlash. No one's going to jail. There's not even hearings getting to the bottom of if this is constitutional or not. They don't care. This is what they want. You, the American people, are to be under surveillance. Now, you be a good little tax-paying peasant. Work hard while we undermine the economy and make your house worth about one-third of what you paid for it. But you submit and comply to having zero rights to privacy and being recorded and your email, everything being documented and stored here in this country while we do this to the rest of the world. I mean, the opinion of this administration by the peoples of the rest of the world have to be at a complete all-time low, and should be for the American people here as well. I mean, these politicians and this government does not in any kind of way represent the people of this country anymore. We are the suspects. We are the terrorists. We are the ones that's got to be monitored. And I guess their biggest fear is if the American people ever woke up, which I don't believe will happen, and realized what is actually going on here and how you have been sold out and robbed, and especially your children, their biggest fear is that the American people would come to grips with it. But they put out the information. All the mainstream media played it. Hey, the NSA is recording everyone, keeping your email, you know, you're being surveilled. And then it moved on to, you know, some talentless wonder like Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake or whatever, you know, some of that, and on we go. The call buffer opens a door into the past, the summary says, back to the Washington Post report, enabling users to retrieve audio of interest that was not tasked at the time of the original call. Analysts listened to only a fraction of 1% of the calls, but the absolute numbers are high. Each month, they send millions of voice clippings for processing and long-term storage. So, yes, it's being stored long-term. They're keeping all this information. There's no oversight. No judge has to sign anything. All that's been thrown out the window. At the request of U.S. officials, the Washington Post is withholding details that could be used to identify the country where the system is being employed or other countries where its use is being envisioned. So somewhere in the world, according to this Washington Post story, there is a country that we are recording 100% of their phone calls. Now, you know, what, Iran? Israel recording 100% of America's? I don't know. But this is out there now, and they're doing it. So there's no backlash from the world. I don't see, you know, that they're getting anything accomplished to the United Nations. We are going to be living in, or already are living in, 1984, where the government is recording every aspect of your life. You have no expectation of any privacy in this country. No other NSA program disclosed to date has swallowed a nation's telephone network whole. Outside experts have sometimes described that prospect as disquieting but remote, with notable implications for a growing debate over the NSA's practice of bulk collection abroad. Bulk methods capture massive data flows without the use of discriminants, as President Obama put it in January. By design, they vacuum up all the data they touch. In the view of U.S. officials, however, the capability is highly valuable. Now, that is Washington Post. Now, as we've discussed on this broadcast many times, they have so successfully used the war on terror. The war on terror, the invisible enemy, the never-ending war, has gave them the justifications to start war with whomever they choose. They've used this for justification to fly drones into sovereign countries and kill women and children, which you heard the report I did last hour, maybe 1,000 different civilians killed by drones. If any other country in the world was doing that, oh, we would be screaming bloody murder. We've got to start a war for humanitarian reasons to save those innocent civilians. But here we do it indiscriminately, weekly. I've been reading it for years now. They are also using the war on terror to justify you, Mr. American. You are the enemy. We've got to surveil you constantly. You have absolutely no constitutional rights or expectations of privacy. You are living in a police state. We will not secure our borders, but we will continually take your rights away and use the justification that we're taking your liberties to give you security. This is where we're living. It's serious business in this country how completely out of control our government has gotten. And I'll say it again. I mean, the young people are not demonstrating. There's not a lot of activism that I see. I mean, now, other parts of the country, correct me if I'm wrong next hour, the Occupy protest, they deemed them demonized them as just a bunch of hippies, but I saw it as a bunch of young people that couldn't get jobs and had played by the rules and went to college, at least some of them. And the 1% is exactly what they label them. There's 1% of the population here that controls both parties and has all the money, while the rest of us don't. We don't even have a party that represents us. But it's interesting to see how the government has admitted to all this surveillance, and there's no backlash. I mean, the people just accept it. The people that say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. They can listen to my phone calls. Hey, do you not have any expectation of privacy? Don't you close the curtains to your house when you run around in it naked? Don't you want some form of privacy in your life, right? You're not doing anything wrong. You wear clothes out in society, you know? No expectation of privacy. That is a giant step toward a police state. That is a giant step toward a control grid society with no expectation of any privacy. And that is exactly where we're marching toward in this country. We're coming up on a break. They're fighting for their dignity in Madrid. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks.
WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. Let's switch gears here. I'm trying to have a good news segment each broadcast. We need a sponsor for the good news segment. And this came in from the Washington Times this past week. U.S. District Court judge ruled Wednesday that Arizona and Kansas can require anyone registering to vote to prove their citizenship, and the Federal Election Assistance Commission cannot block them. Now, isn't this amazing? We're having to fight. I mean, some of the things we have to fight for just amazes me now. Have to fight to prove that you're an American citizen. We have to fight so that the election system will make you prove that you're an American citizen to register to vote. Unbelievable. I mean, in this country now, black is white, up is down. The ruling is a boost for states' rights and marks a setback for President Obama and other liberals who fought stiffer voting ID checks with an argument that they reduce voter turnout. No, they don't reduce voter turnout. They reduce voter fraud. You see, these liberals and these sellout traitors in this country, they want anyone to be able to stagger up in a voting booth and vote, whether they're legal or not legal, living or dead. You know, we've reported it. It's amazing. This is a huge victory for me personally, for the states of Kansas and Arizona, and for the whole causes of state rights, said Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who led the challenge. We've seen so many defeats recently in areas where the federal government has been encroaching on states' authorities, and this time the good guys won. I would be for abolishing the federal government of the United States and just have states' rights. That's how much of a failure and how completely out of control Washington, D.C. is, and how the tyranny spews from Washington, D.C. The bankrupting of America has been led by Washington, D.C. In his ruling, Judge Eric Melgreen said the EAC, which Congress created after the 2000 Florida voting fiasco, must accede to states' requests for people to provide proof of citizenship when they register to vote. The judge said the Constitution gives states the power to determine voter qualification, and if states want to insist on proof of citizenship, the Election Commission cannot overrule them. You know, we had some great phone calls last week talking about the Electoral College system. How about this? I mean, they don't want you to even have to prove you're a citizen of the country to vote in elections. That's how completely out of touch these people have become that are destroying our country. This is why we're in the shape we're in. These sellout traitors, scum and trash that push this liberal agenda on us. And they've been getting by with it. And I will be amazed if this is able to continue here, what this judge has ruled. One judge here finally standing up for states' rights. The EAC, a non-discretionary duty, is to perform the ministerial function of updating the instructions to reflect each state's laws. Judge Melgreen ruled in a decision out of Kansas, the court orders the EAC to add the language requested by Arizona and Kansas to the state-specific instructions of the federal mail voter registration form immediately. A spokesman for the EAC said the commission was reviewing the decision. The Justice Department, which argued the case before the judge, didn't return a message for comment. The Justice Department arguing against this. The ruling comes at a time when both Democrats and Republicans are paying increasing interest to the rules governing campaigns and voting, with the country ideologically split. Each side is looking for an advantage at the ballot box. So isn't that an interesting story? I mean, you've got to fight the federal government of the United States. You have to fight them just to require people to prove they're a citizen of this country to get to vote in this country. That's how completely broken our system has become. I mean, if you were to go poll some third graders and say, hey, do you think you should be a member of the country to get to, you have to be a citizen of the country to vote? I think even they would be like, after they thought about, yes, absolutely. But the liberals and the mainstream media demonizing anyone in this country that fights for freedom, fights for the Constitution, fights for states' rights, and fights to expose the fact that these elections are frauds. And this will continue, unfortunately. Now, I wanted to get this in this hour. An effort to put a ballot initiative in front of Colorado voters regarding the labeling of genetically modified foods was allowed to proceed after the state Supreme Court dismissed a challenge by the biotech and food industry outfit. So here, Colorado, they're fighting again. They're trying to get their food labeled. If it's genetically modified, they want labeling. You know, something that we're having to fight for, the fact of knowing what you're eating is a fight in America. Because we're fighting against these giant biotech firms like Monsanto that spend millions of dollars lobbying and buying off our sellout trader politicians. And they have been very successful at this. And even if a community, like I reported several months ago up in Washington, gets the vote and gets it passed, federal judges strike it down. But the money that they pour in keeping the American people from having the right and dignity to know even what they're eating. For initiative number 48 to make it on the November ballot, supporters must now gather, check this out, 86,105 petition signatures and turn them in to the state by early August, according to the Right to Know Colorado GMO. The grassroots group, which is responsible for the initiative, is made up of local farmers, organic food retailers, consumer advocates, and citizens concerned with the basic right to know what's in our food and what we're feeding our families. We have to fight the sellout traders in our government for just the fact of knowing what we're eating. Buy your produce from local farmers' markets. Become a gardener yourself. Become as self-sufficient as you can. Because even if they pass genetically modified food labeling, even if these traders passed it, you'd never have confidence that it was being done correctly, I'm afraid. We are pleased that the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of GMO labeling ballot title, and we look forward to bringing a GMO labeling initiative before the voters of Colorado this fall, said Larry Cooper of Right to Know. In a filing with the state Supreme Court, the Rocky Mountain Food Industry Association's Mary Lou Chapman challenged the ballot initiative for being misleading. According to Natural Products Insider, Chapman did not return NPI's request to comment on the court's decision. Initiative number 48 would mandate that genetically modified organisms come with packaging that announces produced with genetic engineering. And this would all be in place by July 1st of 2016. You see, they know if they put the food out there and this over here is labeled produced by genetic modified engineering, and over here the tomatoes say grown organically, locally, or something like that, people are not going to buy the genetically modified organisms. They just won't do it. A lot of people will not do it. Even if this costs more, they want to know what they're feeding their children, what they're feeding their family. They do not like genetically modified foods. That just inherently, deep down inside of them, they know it's somehow wrong. They don't trust it. So we have to fight. This has been going on for years. You know, I've had to march against Monsanto, all that kind of stuff. We have to fight to even know what we're eating in this country. Now, the rest of the world, many other countries, have done much more to support their rights to know of their citizens, because they reflect some kind of integrity toward their citizenship, something we don't have here in this country. What is wrong in this country that we can't even get it passed where we know what we're eating? That is a national disgrace and a tragedy that we have to fight for such a basic right to even know what we're putting in our mouth. It's a sad commentary on where we're at in America. Taking your phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in a moment. Stay with me.